Hello, my name is Janaya. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up or dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I just want to know what the qualifications were for obtaining the vaccine.
I am not sure.
Can you give me someone? My husband is taking chemotherapy and radiation right now, and his doctor said that he would suggest that he get the shot because his immune system was being compromised by the radiation and chemo. So I need to talk to somebody and see if the shot is safe. And also, we think he may have been exposed to someone that has tested positive. And how many days should he wait to get the shot? Or he's 75 right now, about to be 76.
Okay, well, if he's been exposed, he needs to go get tested.
But he doesn't know. And it's only been since, like, Sunday, so it's been, like, 2 days.
Okay, well, yeah, I would most definitely still go get tested to see.
So maybe too early to test him.
Do you want to have a testing site that you can take him to once you feel like it's time to go test?
Sure. We live in Lillian.
What is your zip code?
36549.
You said 36549.
Yeah, we can go to Pensacola to have him tested.
Okay, one moment.
Okay.
And you say you live in Lillian, Alabama.
Right.
Okay, one moment. Okay. Well, the closest one I have is in, like you said, Pensacola, Florida, and I brought up a CVS, but let me look at more.
Because we come into Pensacola to for his treatment. So now pick him up from the treatment, we can just keep going and go get him tested.
Let me give you this number for a testing site. And the appointment is not required, so you can just go and they're testing all patients.
Okay. Where is it?
It says the collection site's COVID-19 testing. 5100 North 9th Avenue.
What's the name of the place?
It just says a medical laboratory. It doesn't say the name of it. But I do have the address.
Okay, what's the address?
5100 in
North.
Yes, 9th Avenue.
Okay.
And I have their phone number.
Okay.
It's going to be 725.
850-725.
465. 1910.
Okay. And there should be no charge for this.
I am not sure, but you can go give them a call before you go, and they should be able to provide you with that information.
Okay, so he'll need to be tested first before he gets that vaccine, right?
Yes, ma'am.
If he tests positive, he cannot get the vaccine right then?
No, he has to quarantine for 10 to 14 days, and then if he feels better, then that's when you can get the vaccine. But if not, he has to stay in quarantine until he's negative.
So whether he's chemo or not, that doesn't matter right at this point, right now, because he he's been exposed to someone that wore a mask all day, but he just kind of didn't feel real well. And then he went on to someplace and he got tested, and they tested him in 15 minutes. They told him whether he had it or not. Anyway, he tested positive. So he has quarantined himself and given us a phone call. That would have been on Sunday. And he keeps saying, but he had his mask on all day. Well, yeah, but they were in close proximity. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, they were touching the same thing because they were working together. But they all had their masks on, so they're going, but we had our masks on. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, but they touched stuff. Anyway, so he needs to get tested first. If he's negative, then he may get the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're dealing with he's taking the chemo and the radiation. Can he take the shot while he's doing the chemo and the radiation? His doctor says, yes, he can, that it won't affect anything.
Okay, well, if his doctor says that he can, then I'm pretty sure he can.
Okay. So it's a matter of his exposure on Sunday.
Right.
Someone who did test positive after that. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And so the lab is at 5100 North 9th Avenue, Pensacola. The phone number is 725-465-1910. And that would be a place for him to test.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That would be great. I'll call them and find out when they're opening. I appreciate
okay.
it.
You're welcome. And I hope I've been able to help. And if you need any more information, you can go to adph.org or cdc.gov, okay?
Wait a minute. Okay. I wasn't ready to write that down. Okay. Now, where is it? .gov? Okay. What are the sites now?
ADPH.
Alabama.
.org.
Okay.
Or you can go to cdc.gov.
Okay. Now, I saw that everybody has moved their inoculations to OWA.
Mm-hmm.
And is that just for the first responders and people 75 and older? And healthcare workers?
I am not sure about that one.
Okay. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much. And you've been very, very helpful.
Well, thank you so much for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You as well. Bye now.
Bye-bye.